Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And if you are new to this podcast, welcome and thank you so much for joining us. And if you are returning to this podcast, a double welcome and a double thank you for coming back and returning to this podcast. I truly appreciate it. So today, I want to talk a little bit about trust. Yes, trust. And not trust in mankind. That's a different type of trust. Spiritual trust. Trusting spiritually. Okay, and understanding that. And so today I want to read to you from the Daily Word, which is part of the Unity Publications, and it's on trust. I put my trust in God. I remember times when I have misplaced my trust and ended up hurt and disappointed. I have learned from those experiences to use my power of discretion to choose where and in whom to place my trust. I trust the reliable people in my life. Just as my integrity makes me deserving of the trust they place in me. The trust I have springs from my faith. If I believe, I have faith and trust. I take action to fulfill my part in that trust by following my guidance, remembering that my inner wisdom directs my steps. Without hesitation, I put my trust in God and open my spiritual eyes and ears to see and hear the way to go. I trust all is in order, and I am always provided what I need so I can do what is mine to do. And so it is. Ooh, lot of good stuff there. A lot of good stuff there, right? We're talking about having trust in God and opening our spiritual ears and eyes so we can see and listen. And a big part of when trust comes into play is when we have changes in our life, right? As long as everything's just going along, right? It's a sunny day and boy, the car is running and, you know, the rent is paid and mortgage is paid and everything's looking good and feeling good. There's no need for trust, right? Everything's just sailing along. It's when you hit those bumps in the road. It's when you have changes in your life that trust comes into play. So on the note of changes, one of the things about changes is that it shows us that we are creatures of habit, right? We really are. We're kind of creatures of habit. And that's why some people will drive the same way to work every day, you know, and then they go that way one day and a train is blocking them and they think, oh gosh, I'm gonna be late and I don't know another way to go. And they're stuck sitting there, right? Because we're creatures of habit. That's just how we're made up. I had a friend spend, you know, a couple days with me and I realized how much a creature of habit I am. because she didn't do anything and I so enjoyed her company. But just little things like, the coffee cup wasn't put back in the place where I put it back, right? Those little small things that just make you go, oh boy, what happened here, right? So change is inevitable. Change is part of what we're going to experience. And how we deal with change is very important because that plays into trust. So years ago, I worked at a company, and this young lady worked with me, and I will not say her name, but she was the sweetest pie. She was just a sweetie pie. She really was. Everybody liked her. She got along with everyone, and she was just a nice woman. And one day, our company got bought out by another company, a larger company. Big fish eating up the little fish, right? And so they called a meeting of everyone and they had everyone come in. And they sat down and they told us about some changes that were going to take place. And to be honest, some of the changes were very impactful. They really were, And I remember real clearly after that meeting, everyone feeling anxious, right? Everyone was kind of on edge, and everyone's looking at each other like, what are we going to do? Like, what does this mean? Everyone's on edge. And this woman that I'm speaking to you about was quiet. She didn't say anything at all. And then the next day, when she came in, we didn't recognize her. And I don't mean physically. Physically, we saw it was still her personality. This sweet, gentle woman turned into just a raving maniac about every small thing, things that under any other circumstance would have not even been in her radar. She was so upset about everything, and she was so angry at everyone. And I realized then that she was trying to process this change that was happening in our company. That was her way of processing, and she didn't know how to process it. And so she was lashing out at people, right? She was being upset. She was moody. She didn't want to talk. And so you have to ask yourself, how do you process change? How do you process change in your life? Because we're all going to experience changes. You're going to have changes on your job. You're going to have changes in your marriage. Or if you're not married, you're going to have change in your relationship with your significant other, right? We're going to all have changes, family members, right? So, how do you process those changes? That's the first thing you need to know. Are you that person that goes into a depression about it? Does your anxiety level start to rise? Are you angry at people all the time and snapping and short-tempered? You need to sit and look at that and say, is this my way of processing change? Because see, change in life is never going to stop. You're going to always have some changes. That's what life is. It's this roller coaster, right? It goes up, it goes down. So, how do you process those changes? That's what you want to think about. Because the truth is, if you understand from a spiritual point of view that all change is good. Because all change takes you through the journeys that you need to go through. That takes you through the hills and the valleys that you need to experience for your spiritual growth. And you have to trust that the change will happen for the good. Now, I know I've told you this story before, but I just can't resist saying it again. I was looking for a house. Okay. I decided I was going to buy myself a house. I'm looking for a house. And I'm telling you, at least two or three homes I was for certain were mine. Oh boy, this is it. This is the winner. This is the one. Oh my God, this is just great. I found it, only to find out that nope, somebody else got those homes, right? Boy, was I upset. I was disappointed and I was sad. And I talked to my friends and told them, oh, woe is me, right? Can't find the house. And let me tell you, when I finally found my house, it was the most perfect house for me. Everything about it. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that sometimes you're going to go through some things where you feel like, but that's what I wanted, and that's what should be happening. But that's not what should be happening. Because if it was, it would be happening, right? So you have to understand that you are going through a journey. You are going through that process of looking for the perfect house and coming upon two or three or four that you think, this is it, only to find out, no, it's not. So keep your head up. Trust. That's where trust comes in. See, that's where trust comes in. When you trust the process, when you trust that your good is on the other side of that experience, when you trust that change is bringing you the good that you deserve and desire in life, that's trust. And the way to experience trust, when you have a change in your life, instead of getting moody, instead of lashing out at people, instead of going into a depression, say thank you. Thank you, change. Thank you so much. Because I know that on the other side of this change is my highest good. Thank you. So don't be afraid of change in your life. Whatever you're experiencing right now today, as you hear me speak, it's okay. It is okay because your good is on the other side of this experience. Just keep going through it. Keep going through it and trust and know that your highest good is always waiting for you. And so I hope that this episode is something that you can use and think about, and it's something that will help you as you go through your journey. And I do hope that you will return next week. I have more things I'd love to talk to you about. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.